USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from Republicans for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. In Canada's capital, protesters show no sign of ending their fight against the COVID mandates. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly says officers are trying to end it.
There have been over 1,700 tickets issued. There have been a total of 25 arrests to date, including criminal charges for mischief and menacing behavior.
Production at GM, Ford, and Toyota has been scaled back due to the blockades. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. The House had overwhelmingly passed the bill, so it will go to President Biden to be signed into law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase. But you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred met with the media for about 30 minutes discussing the status of the ongoing labor dispute with the MLB Players Association.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic baseball's regular season will start on time. Manfred also addressing the ongoing labor dispute between the league and the Players Association. Manfred saying in his position you have to be optimistic by nature and have to keep your mind open to get a deal done. The commissioner adding there's currently no change to the start time of spring training as games are set to begin later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
All eyes are on the border of Ukraine as USA's Lance Fry tells us things are starting to heat up.
Adding to the Russia-Ukraine tension, Russia and Belarus Thursday morning have started 10 days of joint military drills. England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Europe faces its biggest security crisis in decades.
Earlier this week, I met the Prime Minister of Lithuania. I'll be traveling shortly to Poland. And these are countries where every day the population wakes with an acute awareness of the threat just across their border.
Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops at the border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.